In Northwest news from KPLU, Seattle teachers will be back in their schools preparing their classrooms on Wednesday, and 53,000 Seattle students will be back in class on Thursday. All of this after teachers' union leaders voted on Tuesday night to suspend their strike against the district. They also recommended members approve a tentative contract deal with the district. And it all began early Tuesday with an announcement.
We reached a deal at 10 to 7 this morning.
Jeff Miller led the district's team through marathon negotiations with the union. They worked through the night and into the morning to hammer out a tentative agreement.
We intend moving forward to work as closely as we can with the union to realize the goals that we have for making the Seattle schools the best place for kids to go to school.
Finally, about 11 hours after negotiations ended, a gathering of elected representatives from every Seattle school voted and recommended for members to approve the contract proposal. Union President Jonathan Knapp says the deal is a victory for teachers.
What these contract negotiations and the strike have demonstrated is really our strength and our unity in the community and among educators.
The tentative agreement includes salary increases that align more closely with the district's latest proposal. The union had been pursuing a two-year contract, but the tentative agreement spans 3 years with raises of 3%, 2%, and 4.5%, and that's without the state cost of living raises. It also includes a district plan to lengthen the student school day by 20 minutes beginning in 2017, but Union President Jonathan Knapp says the deal's about a lot more than that.
We really feel like this is a new era for public education where we're opening the doors for progress on a variety of issues just beyond the traditional pay and benefits.
The deal would guarantee 30 minutes of recess for all elementary students, a parent concern the union took up at the bargaining table. The deal would also eliminate a student growth metric from the teacher evaluation system in the district, spell out workloads for school therapists and psychologists, and create teams in 30 schools over 3 years to address student equity issues. The union's 5,000 members still have to vote on the tentative agreement at a full membership meeting on Sunday. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.